今天早上从圣经我们一起来思考属灵的不满足感。
And today we'll learn from the Bible the topic of spiritual dissatisfaction.
我们大概每一个人都有经验过不满足感。
Probably everyone felt dissatisfied at some point.
但是如果加上属灵这个就值得我们再深入来思考。
But if this is a spiritual satisfaction, then we need to ponder about it.
那我们先来看提摩太前书。
Now let's turn to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第六章。
First Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章的第六节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 6.
第六节告诉我们一个很重要的生活原则。
Verse 6 tells us a very important principle.
第一个要敬虔，第二个要知足。
First is godliness and second is contentment.
这个两个加起来对我们就有很大的益处。
And these two together is great gain for us.
有时候我们常常觉得为什么活得不快乐。
And sometimes we might think, why am I not happy?
很可能是因为我们不知道知足。
And it might be because we're not content.
那为什么我们不知道知足？
And why are we not content?
有可能是我们的欲望太多。
It might be because we have too many desires.
永远填不满。
And we cannot fulfill all of them.
有可能是我们一直跟别人在比较。
Or it might be because we're always comparing ourselves with other people.
所以我们一直没有办法追得上跟别人相同的生活水平。
And therefore, we are always chasing after other people's standard of living.
所以虽然我们已经拥有很多，还是不快乐，因为我们没有办法知足。
And that's why, even though we already possess a lot, we're still not content.
当圣经说我们要知足，那怎么要知足？
And the Bible tells us that we need to be content. How can we be content?
如果我们看第八节，提摩太前书六章八节。
If we turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 8.
这里讲，只要有衣有食，就要知足。
Here it says that, and having food and clothing, with these we shall be content.
所以这里所谈到知足是在有的阶段。你有没有东西吃？有。有没有衣服穿？有，那就知足。
And this is a very simple binary question, whether you have food or whether you have clothing.
所以知足不是要拥有更多，知足是我们的标准往下降。
And so being content is not pursuing for more, but we have to lower our standards.
所以有时候我们到非洲去走一趟我们回来生活就觉得很知足。
And therefore, sometimes after a trip to Africa, coming back, we will feel very content with our lives.
因为如果比较我们的生活水准跟他们来讲实在我们是高太多了。
Because if we compare our standard of living to that of over there, then we'll see that we're living in a much better state.
他们也是人，我们也是人。
They're people, and so are we.
那我们能够生活这么高的水准，我们就充满着感谢。
And we should be full of thanks to be living in such a life standard.
所以有一个爸爸说，他的孩子去参加多米尼加义工，大概有两三次。
Once a father said that his child went to Dominica Republic about three times.
他说他的孩子变成很成熟。
And he felt that his son matured.
就因为这样，他也很感谢神。
And he was very thankful to God for that.
如果我们到多米尼加去，有的信徒住在海边，那个屋顶是用铝片遮盖的，也没有墙壁。
And some of the people over there, their housing is very simple.
那这样啊，一比较，我们真的很容易知足。
And when we compare our shelter, then we'll be very content.
那我们还没有盖新的会堂之前呢，以前那个旧的会堂啊，屋顶会漏水。
And before we built our new chapel, the old chapel had a leaking roof.
所以我们有的工人义工去了，外面下大雨，里面呢有小雨。
And so sometimes our church members go there, and when it's raining outside, it's also raining indoors.
那当时是觉得很不方便。
And we thought that was very inconvenient.
但是回来以后一想，就发现说啊，真的很感谢神。
But after we came back, we thought about it and we felt that we should thank God
我们的生活好太多
that our living standard is much better.
了。所以知足就是要把我们的要求往下降。
And to be satisfied or content is to lower our standards.
那如果我们再回来看提摩太前书六章的第七节。
If we turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7,
进度。
For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out.
这个地方讲，我们没有带什么来，也不能带什么去。
Here it says that we brought nothing into this world, and so we can carry nothing out.
因此，如果我们的生活要求这个标准很低，其实我们一生所需要的并不是太多。
Therefore, if we don't require a lot of things throughout our life, there's not much that we need.
那所以除了生活的需要之外我们有一天呢，什么也带不走。
Other than our daily necessities that we need, in the end, we will not carry anything out.
那为什么圣经要这样讲？
Why does the Bible say this?
我们如果进到第九节，
If we turn to verse 9,
提摩太前书六章第九节讲的。
First Timothy chapter 6, verse 9, But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition.
因为有的人想要发财，
It's because some desire to be rich.
那这个想要发财就会掉到网罗里面。
And these desires to be rich will cause them to fall into temptation and a snare.
而且会走迷的路。
And they will become lost.
就是生活的方向、生活的方式，他的人生的价值会跟圣经不一样。
They'll lose their direction, and the value of life that they hold will be different from that of the Bible.
那从属灵上来讲，就是败坏跟灭亡。
And from the spiritual aspect, that's a destruction and perdition.
因此，如果敬虔加上知足，我们就不会进到第九节这样的试探里面。
And therefore, if we have godliness and contentment, then we will not fall into this temptation.
就是做我们的本分，神要给我们多就多，神给我们少一点也感谢神。
We just fulfill our responsibilities, and if God gives us more, we have more, and if not, not.
那如果是这样，那活着要做什么？
And if that's the case, what do we do while we're still living?
因为有时候我们常常想在世界上要有一番作为，就感觉到自己有价值。
Because oftentimes we think that we should strive to achieve something while we're in this world.
就感觉到自己有成就感。
And we'll have this sense of achievement.
甚至觉得我们可以跟别人相比，这样能够荣耀神。
Or that if we compare to others and we're good, then we can honor God in that way.
但是圣经里面的教训不是这样。
But that is not what the Bible teaches.
那敬虔加上知足，那接下去要做什么？
After having godliness and contentment, what do we do next?
我们看11节。
Let's turn to verse 11. But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness.
我们刚刚提到我们没有带什么来，也不能带什么去。
Earlier, we mentioned that we brought nothing to this world and we will bring nothing out.
那个什么就是指的外在的物质的。
And this nothing refers to the material things.
所以那个外在的物质的，不代表它是我的价值。
Therefore, these material things do not equate to our value.
那到底我什么可以带着跟我一起走？
So, what is it that we can bring with us?
也就是做人真正的价值在哪里？
Which is to say, what is the true value of a life?
就是在11节。
It is written down here in verse 11.
那这个才是真的我们要追求的。
And these are the things that we need to pursue.
那这个才是真的，我们要常常有不满足感。
And these are the things that we need to be dissatisfied and not content.
就觉得我还没有到这个地步。
And we have to feel that I'm not good enough.
我还要再努力。
That I need to pursue more.
所以这种属灵的不满足感会让我们产生一种追求的行动。
And this spiritual dissatisfaction will cause us to pursue.
所以在11节讲你们这个属神的人。
So here it says, verse 11 said, O men of God,
谁是属神的人？
who are the people of God?
在我们受洗的时候，就是主耶稣的宝血把我们买来归属于神的名下。
When we're baptized into Christ, is God purchased us with his blood?
所以属神的人就是主耶稣宝血所洁净的人。
So these people of God are people who has been cleansed by the blood of Christ.
那他要逃避这些事。
And these men or these people need to flee these things.
这些事就是我们刚刚有提到的要逃避想要发财。
And these things referring to desire to be rich.
因为这个不代表人的价值。
Because that is not the value of a life.
那要追求真正代表人价值的事情。
But rather to pursue the true meaning and value of life.
我们来回来看11节，
So
那是。
let's turn back to verse 11.
第一个就是公义。
The first is righteousness.
神所要的是什么？
What is it that God wants of us?
就是行公义。
To do righteousness.
那什么叫做公义？
So what does it mean, righteousness?
生命记里面讲，我们如果照着神的话来做，这个就是我们的公义。
And in Deuteronomy it says, if we carry out the words of God, then we are righteous.
所以什么叫做追求公义？
So what does it mean to pursue righteousness?
第一个就是了解神的标准是什么。
First, we have to understand what is the standard of God.
那第二个就是努力的去达到神的标准。
And second is to strive and try to achieve that standard.
这个叫做追求公义。
And together, that is pursuing righteousness,
也就是在神面前做义人。
which is to be a righteous person in front of God.
好像神对亚伯兰说：“你要在我面前做完全人。
Just as God spoke to Abraham and said, "You have to be perfect before me."
也就是启示录讲穿白衣服来参加婚宴。
Which is like the people recorded in the Revelation who wore white garment and attending the wedding feast.
啊，那这个公义就是将来天国的荣耀。
And this righteousness will give us a glory in heaven.
所以义人要发光像太阳。
Therefore, a righteous person will shine like the sun.
好，那第二个要追求敬虔。
The second is to pursue godliness.
那什么是敬虔？
What is godliness?
啊，如果我们看雅各书第一章。
If we turn to James chapter 1.
26, 27节。
Verse 26 and 27.
啊，请读。雅各第一章26节27节。
If anyone among you thinks he is righteous and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. 27. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world.
好，我们回到二十六节。
Let's turn back to verse 26.
啊，虔诚第一个表现就是勒住舌头。
And first, a sign of being religious is to bridle one's tongue.
所谓勒住就是控制它。
And to bridle means to control.
啊，让我们讲的话都能够造就人。
So that whatever we say may edify others.
啊，让我们讲的话充满着恩言。
So that our words may be full of grace.
啊，这个需要很大的操练。
And this requires a lot of training.
啊，那我们再进到二十七节。
Let's look at verse 27.
啊，敬虔还有两个特色。
And being godly, there's two aspects.
这里讲清洁没有玷污，最后一句不沾染世俗。
First is pure and undefiled, and second is unspotted from the world.
我们活在世界，但是让人感受不到我们有世界的味道，这个就是敬虔。
So if we live in this world, but if we're unspotted from the world, then that is being godly.
好，那没有世界的味道，那我们要有什么味道？有基督的香气。
So if we're not tainted by the world, what kind of fragrance should we have? And is that of Christ?
好，那第三个就是看顾患难中的孤儿寡妇。
And the third is to visit orphans and widows in their trouble.
啊，也就是充满怜悯的心啊，来帮助一些弱势的人。
And it's to be merciful towards those who are in trouble.
哦，所以啊，我们回来看啊，提摩太前书六章。
Let's turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
啊，我们要追求的第一是公义，第二个是敬虔。
The first is righteousness, and the second is godliness.
啊，六章十一节。
Chapter 6, verse 11.
啊，那第三个就是信心。
The third is faith.
啊，信心不只是在神迹奇事上。
The faith is not only referring to miracles and signs.
看得见的是暂时的，看不见是永远的。
What we can see is only temporary, but the thing that we cannot see is eternal.
所以当我们的价值观把看不见的当作是永远的价值，这个就是信心。
Therefore, if we value what cannot be seen as eternal,Then this is faith.
啊，那世界上人就是用眼见的来决定它的价值。
And in this world, a lot of people value things based on what they can see.
啊，所以要从眼见啊进到灵界里面的价值观，这个就是信心。
And therefore, we have to switch the way that we value things. Then this is faith.
啊，那接下去就是爱心。
The next is love.
啊，爱心就是不追求自己的益处。
And love is to not seek one's self-gain.
爱心就是不计算人的恶。
And is to not keep account of other people's faults.
这个需要追求才能够有。
And we need to put in an effort to pursue this in order to attain it.
再来就是忍耐跟温柔。
And lastly is patience and gentleness.
所以保罗说,我不是觉得我已经得着。
And so Paul said, it's not that I have already attained these.
这个就是表示他有一种不满足感。
Which reflects that he is still dissatisfied.
我乃是竭力追求。
That he continues to pursue.
因此在圣经的标准之下,我们常常觉得我们还没有达到,有这种感觉,我们就会一直努力去追求。
Therefore, under the standard of the Bible, we often feel that we're still lacking, and so we continue to pursue.
好,那追求这些以后,那下一步要做什么?
And after we pursue these things, what next?
好,我们看6章的12节。
Let's turn to chapter 6, verse 12.
提摩太前书6章12节。
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12.
你要为正道打美好的仗。 持定生敬德。
Fight the good fight of faith, laid hold on eternal life.
这个11节是一种属灵的装备。
And in verse 11, it's what you need to equip yourself with.
那12节就是要打美好的仗。
And in verse 12, it says you have to fight the good fight of faith.
也可以说是传福音。
Which is also to evangelize.
因此。 我们看这一段圣经从敬虔加上知足开始。
So this passage, it began with godliness and contentment.
不要把贪财当作人生的目标。
And don't have getting rich as your life goal.
然后要追求做属灵的人。
And that you have to pursue to be a spiritual person.
然后要为真道打美好的仗。
And then next, you fight the good fight of faith.
那如果我们这样一直去追求，我们整个生活就会有新的样式。
And if we continue down this path, there'll be a new pattern to our life.
跟我们还没有追求以前，这个模式是不一样的。
And this pattern of life is different from that of before.
这个叫做罗马书12章里面所说的。我们看12章第2节。
And this is what Book of Romans chapter 12 verse 2 says.
罗马书12章第2节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 2.
请读。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the new renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
这里英文有两个字，很有趣的，一个是conform，一个是transform，一个是效法，一个是更新。
And there are two keywords that are very interesting here. One is conform, and the other transformed.
如果我们效法这个世界，虽然信耶稣，虽然受洗，虽然每个礼拜六到教会里面来，别人看我们说，你跟其他人没有不同啊。
If we're conformed to this world, even though we're baptized and we come to church regularly, and other people will still see us and see that we're no different from others.
那什么叫做更新?
And what does it mean to be transformed?
更新就是没有被世界同化。
And to be transformed means that we're not being conformed to this world.
我们同样在公司上班。
We also go to work.
但是我们这个人是经过更新过，跟别人是不一样的。
But we have been transformed and we're different.
那这样神就可以得到荣耀。
Then God can be glorified.
那要达到这个程度，就是要有一种属灵的不满足感。
And in order to be transformed in this manner, first we have to have the spiritual dissatisfaction.
当然，那个出发点就是要敬虔加上知足。
And the starting point is godliness and contentment.
好，那我们再从圣经里面来看一些人物啊，他们因为有一种不满足，属灵的不满足感，其实为神做了很多事情。
And let's look at some examples from the Bible. There are many who, because they're spiritually dissatisfied, they ended up doing a lot of work for God.
啊，如果我们只强调敬虔加上知足，哦，每个人都很敬虔，每个人都很知足，但是呢，教会里面好像没有人在做什么。
If we only focus on godliness and contentment, and everyone's just pursuing those, then not a lot of work will be done.
啊，我们能够为神做什么，为教会做什么，是因为我们里面有一个不满足感。属灵的不满足感。
We think about what can I do for church, what can I do for God, and that springs out from this thought that we're not satisfied.
好，我们现在看《撒母耳记上》17章。
Let's turn to First Samuel chapter 17.
啊，《撒母耳记上》17章。
First Samuel chapter 17.
啊。17章，我们来看26节。
Verse 26.
啊，请读。
Then David spoke to the men who stood by him, saying, What shall be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?
啊，我们再往前推哈啊，《撒母耳记上》17章啊，我们看第10节。
Let's look at chapter 17, verse 10. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together.
这里在讲哥利亚啊，向以色列人的军队骂阵。
Here Goliath is shouting to the armies of Israel.
啊，以色列如果把它翻出来，是神的王子。
And Israel actually also means the Prince of God.
哦，你看一个拜偶像的一个巨人哥利亚。向神的王子挑战。
And here an uncircumcised giant is shouting to the Prince of God.
好，然后11节讲啊，最后一句话，这些以色列人的军队就极其害怕。
But he in verse 11 says, and the Anna says, the Israelites they were dismayed and greatly afraid.
哇，那大家都很怕，都躲起来，怎么办呢？
They were afraid and they hid themselves, so what should they do?
哦，刚好出现一个年轻人，叫做大卫。
And just then, a young boy appeared who was David.
啊，大卫看了以后啊，他就没有办法满足于他所眼睛所看到这一幅图画。
And when he saw this, what was happening, he was very dissatisfied with what was going on.
哦，怎么神的王子这个军队被一个人所侮辱呢？
And how can the Prince of God, the armies of God, be insulted by such a person?
好，那如果我们看26节，
If we'll turn to verse 26.
请读。
Then David spoke to the men who stood by him, saying, What shall be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?
所以这里大卫在讲哦，怎么除掉以色列人的耻辱？
Here it talks about taking away the reproach from Israel.
所以这个是什么人？怎么敢向永生神的军队骂阵呢？
And who is this person that he should defy the armies of the living God?
啊，所以大卫他不满足于他所看到的，因此啊，他想要啊为神做一些事情。
David was very dissatisfied with what he was seeing, and so he wanted to do something for God,
啊，就是要来面对歌利
which was to face Goliath.
亚。啊，我们先来看啊，17章37节。
Let's turn to chapter 17, verse 37.
啊，请读。
Moreover, David said, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord will be with you."
好，这里呀，大卫就在讲：神救我脱离狮子跟熊的爪，神也要救我脱离啊非利士人的手。
Here, David said that the Lord delivered him from the paws of the lion and from the paws of the bear, and God will also deliver him from the hands of this Philistine.
再看46节。
Let's turn to verse 46. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth. That all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
啊，所以这个年轻人他心里在想什么？
So, what is this young man thinking in his heart?
要让普天下人知道以色列中有神。
That all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
哦，所以他出来面对哥利亚，就是要让神的名能够彰显他的荣耀。
So he came out bravely to face Goliath. It is so that all the earth may know that there is God in Israel and God can be glorified.
他说：“你靠来是靠刀剑，我面对你是靠神。
And therefore he said to Goliath, You come with your sword, but I come with the help of God.
”啊，结果他用一个石头把哥利亚打死。
And in the end, he killed Goliath with a stone.
啊，今天神的名在我们教会得到荣耀吗？
And today is God's name glorified in our church.
每个人受洗过都是神的王子。
And everyone after baptism is a prince of God.
啊，我们的教会挂有主耶稣的名。
Our church has the name of Christ on it.
啊，主的名有得到荣耀吗？
Is the name of Christ glorified?
啊，我们满意于我们所看见的吗？
Are we satisfied with what we're seeing?
啊，如果我们有一种属灵上的不满足感，
If we have a sense of dissatisfaction,
那我们就会用一些行动啊，靠着神啊，来让神的荣耀彰显出来。
then we will act accordingly to glorify God's name.
啊，那这样哦，这个教会就会兴盛。
And then the church will be prosperous.
哦，所以如果我们缺乏这种属灵的不满足感啊，这样很好了，没有问题了。
But if we're lacking this spiritual satisfaction and we're feeling it's okay, it's good enough,
啊，那这样啊，我们的教会啊就不会进步。
then our church will not improve.
哦，那越多人有这种心智，要让神的名得到荣耀。
And the more people having this type of determination to glorify God's name,
那教会的荣耀是什么？
and what is the glory of church?
啊，撒迦利亚书说是神的同在。
And Book of Zechariah says it's the abundance of God.
哦，所以我们就会努力去追求，
So we'll pursue this fervently,
让神跟我们教会同在。
so that God can abide with our church.
啊，那神就会得到荣耀，
And
教会就荣耀神。
God will also be glorified.
啊，所以属灵的不满足感啊，对我们个人很重要，对教会也很重要。
Therefore, a spiritual dissatisfaction is very important to us personally as well as to the church.
我们一生啊，最少要为神做一些事情。
In our life, at least we have to do something for God.
啊，至少在我们死以前啊，我们能够向神交账，神啊，我为你做的这些事。
At least before we die, we need to have something that we can bring in front of God.
好，那我们再看啊，第二个大卫有哪些不满足感？
And let's look at a second example from David.
好，我们看撒母耳记下第七章。
Second Samuel chapter 7.
啊，撒母耳记下第七章。
Second Samuel chapter 7.
第七章的第一节到第三节，请读。
Verse 1 through verse 3. Now it came to pass when the king was dwelling in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies all around. Verse 2. That the king said to Nathan the prophet, See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells inside tent curtains. Verse 3. Then Nathan said to the king, Go, do all that is in your heart, for the Lord is with you.
啊，我们回到第二节。
Let's go back to verse 2.
啊，这里讲，我住香柏木的宫中。
Here he says that I dwell in the house of cedar.
啊，为什么？
Why is it?
啊，因为神的祝福。
It was because of God's blessing.
那香柏树是最好的树木。
And cedar wood was the best wood for building.
用最好的树木来建造自己的宫殿。
And he used the best wood to build his house.
哦，那大卫大可在宫殿中感谢神，一直活到他死为止。
David could have just lived in this beautiful house and be thankful to God.
啊，但是当他往外看，他看到神的约柜住在殿里。
But when he looked, he saw the ark of God dwelling inside tent curtains.
所以他的心啊，不能够满足于他眼睛所看到的。
He was very dissatisfied with that situation.
啊，我从神得到这么大的恩典，怎么神的约柜是在幔子里呢？
I have received such great blessings from God, but how is it that God's ark was still inside tent curtains?
所以他就想要为神的殿啊，神的约柜来建造一个殿。
Therefore, he wanted to build a temple for God.
的后卫啊，后来不能建殿啊，他为建殿预备了很多的材料。
Even though in the end he was not able to build a temple himself, but he still prepared a lot of materials for the temple.
啊，后来他的儿子所罗门建殿了。
And in the end, his son Solomon built the tent. Sorry, built the temple.
时候啊，荣光充满着啊，献殿的时候，荣光充满着圣殿。
And when the temple was dedicated, the glory of God filled the entire place.
哦，啊，那今天让我们来想啊，这件事情啊，至少有两个意义。
So if we think about this incident, there's two meanings.
啊，第一个，这个殿，物质的殿啊，也可以讲我们这个物质的会堂。
And this material temple, we can think of it as a material chapel.
啊，在我们奉献这个会堂给神的时候，这个殿圣会堂就挂有主耶稣的名字。
And when we make our offering and have this chapel, and this chapel bears the name of Christ.
啊，会堂不一定要比我们住的好，但是。至少我们的会堂不要比我们自己住的还差。
Well, the temple doesn't need to be much better than our living situation, but at least it shouldn't be much worse.
哦，所以啊，当我们看到教会的情况啊，如果我们产生不满足啊，我不能满意，我们就会很实际的行动啊来改进它。
Therefore, if we see our chapel and we're dissatisfied with how it is, then we will carry out some actions.
哦，所以哈该书里面讲啊，他们住在天花板的房子，但是啊，圣殿却荒废了。
Therefore, in the book of Haggai, the prophet tells the people, you guys are living in houses with roofs, but the temple is deserted.
当然是不喜悦呀、
And God is not pleased with that.
我们在80年代啊，有一个刊物叫做《活水》。
And in the 80s, there was a magazine or publication called Living Stream,
Living Water 啊，
a living water.
啊，那有一期啊，它的封面啊，就是在台湾的山地照的。
And in one of the publication, the cover was that of a chapel in the mountain area in Taiwan.
在山上有一堆有很多茅草盖的房屋。
And in the mountain areas, there's a lot of houses built with straw.
茅草哈，草盖的 hut 啊，的房屋。
There's a lot of huts.
啊呀，那中间有一个是砖所盖的建筑。
But in the midst of the huts, there was a brick house.
OK， 有一个屋顶啊，是铝片所做的，是红色的。
And there was one building that had a roof.
It
was red.
啊，那个就是会堂。
But that one was church.
这个代表住在山上这些信徒的心态。
And this represents, this shows the people's heart who are there.
啊，他们要把神的殿盖得比自己住得更好。
They build God's chapel better than their own houses.
哦，所以这个不满足感哈，真的会让我们产生一种行动。
And therefore, this spiritual dissatisfaction will cause us to act.
好，那第二个就是这个殿其实是指的教会。
And second, this chapel referring to church.
那教会就是啊，受洗过的这些信徒。
And church refers to the people who have been baptized.
啊，我们对我们教会的属灵情况满意吗？
Are we satisfied with the circumstances of our church?
如果不满意，
if we're not satisfied,
我们就会产生一种行动，我怎么来帮助教会进步？
Then we'll be compelled to act and think about what can I do to help the church?
那教会就会成长，
and the church will grow.
啊，所以从提摩太前书第六章，
and from 1 Timothy chapter 6,
啊，从敬虔加上知足开始。
It began with godliness and contentment.
啊，属灵人啊，要追求灵性的成长。
And a spiritual person needs to pursue after spiritual growth.
再到大卫。
And we talked about David.
为着神的名的荣耀。
And for the sake of God's glory.
冒着生命的危险力战歌利亚。
He fought Goliath.
啊，为着建筑神的殿
，in order to build a temple for God，
啊，他预备了材料
，he prepared a lot of material。
这样，我们的人生会非常有价值。
And if we do likewise, our life will be very valuable。
会非常有意义。
And very meaningful。
诚实。
Let's sing him。
369。
369。